Okay, tell the truth. If you see a baby, do you sound like this?
Five little ducks went swimming one day over the hill and far away.
No shade, because it turns out that the instinct to talk to babies a certain way or sing to babies a certain way is just about universal. That's according to new research published in the journal Nature Human Behavior. Researchers collected the voices of 410 people from 21 societies around the world, both singing and talking, and they found striking similarities in the way people talk to babies.
Oh, sweetheart, it's okay.
Joining us now to tell us more is Courtney Hilton, one of the two lead researchers from the study. He's now at Yale University's Haskin Laboratories. Courtney Hilton, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
So where did the idea to do this research come from? And then, of course, I want you to tell us what made this study so remarkable.
So the idea for doing this at a large scale really came from an emerging sense in many sciences that study humans, that we need to go beyond just studying Western cultures. And for the case of these infant-directed vocalizations, people have studied this in Western and urban societies for many decades at this point. But we don't really know that much about how that varies across societies. And being able to understand whether this is common across societies might give us clues as to whether this is something that has links to our basic biology as humans, or whether this is something we are enculturated into through interacting with other people in our culture.
So you mentioned that this is believed to be the first international experiment of this type, studying voices around the world, all these different kinds of societies. Did you find anything interesting comparing, say, geography or social position?
So there are, of course, differences in how people do these vocalizations. Humans are complex animals, and our behaviors are shaped by all sorts of things. But one of the interesting things about our study is, for example, we had recordings from both a urban part of Poland, for example, in Krakow, as well as a rural part of Poland. So we were able to make at least some comparisons. And even though that there were slight differences here, on the whole, there wasn't much of a difference. People still engaged in the same sorts of vocalizations. They still raised the pitch of their voice. They spoke in a more sing-song-like manner. The biggest differences we did see in terms of how people made these vocalizations was that some Western societies, so say, for example, our Canadian society in Toronto or our New Zealand society in Wellington, people from these societies raised their pitch the highest amount. Mm. And in some of the remote societies, so for example, the Achua people in Ecuador in the Amazon, they didn't change the pitch of their voice that much, but they did still raise the pitch of their voice.
If this is universal, to your knowledge or what you're finding out, this is so universal, there seems to be that there has to be a reason for it. Do we have a sense? Like, why do we do this?
Some theories suggest that the way we speak in this way accentuates the vowels of the speech and helps babies learn speech. Other theories suggest that this kind of baby talk helps regulate the baby's emotions and helps structure the social interactions we have with babies.
Of course, because this is NPR, I loved hearing the audio you collected. Will you talk a bit more about some of the ways that researchers captured the voices of people speaking to infants and analyzing what you captured?
The easy part about studying infant-directed speech is just making recordings and analyzing them. The hard part is really doing this cross-culturally. So this is why in this project, we collaborated with many anthropologists with on-the-ground expertise with many of these societies, so we were able to make meaningful recordings. So for instance, some of the recordings I find really interesting are from the Hadza hunter-gatherer people from East Africa in Tanzania. And what's interesting about these recordings compared to some of the Western ones, for example, is that the Hadza people live a very different life to urban Western people, only interacting with a group of about 30 to 40 other people, and they have next to no exposure to global media via the internet, radio, and TV. And the Hadza language, which these people speak, is also called a language isolate, meaning that it is not related to any other known living language. Despite all these differences, we still hear in some of these recordings that people engage in the same sorts of vocalizations, raising the pitch of their voice and speaking in a more rhythmic way when they address infants.
cheche kunjatae samenaya uzamea bamia zane habami habami nqi am habami.
And when we made these recordings, we prompted people to engage with their infant as if they were fussy and to address them in a way to kind of help with that.
That was Courtney Hilton, a researcher who's now at the Haskins Laboratories at Yale, one of two lead authors examining the science of how we talk to babies for Harvard's Music Lab. You can check out their paper in Nature Human Behavior or the Harvard Gazette if you get that. And the headline there is, "When You Talk Silly to Baby, the World Joins In." Courtney Hilton, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much, Michelle.